This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Eat Al Malbert's respondents v. St. Louis County, Missouri, Eat Al Malbert appellants, decided January 2, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Special Division State of Missouri et al., num. ED113210, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, Versch, cause number 24SL CC07283, St. Louis County, Missouri, et al. Bertsley, AI, Honorable Brian H. May, appellants, filed January 2, 2025. St. Louis County and the County Executive, Dr. Sam Page, appeal the Circuit Court's judgment declaring that Governor Michael L. Parson has the exclusive authority to fill the imminent vacancy in the office of the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney. Because the prosecuting attorney performs essential state functions as a state officer, the governor has the constitutional and statutory authority to make the appointment to fill the vacancy. The Circuit Court's judgment is affirmed. Background: the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney was elected to the United States House of Representatives in the November 2024 general election and is expected to resign by January 3, 2025. Both the county executive and the governor claimed the authority to appoint a replacement. As a result, the state filed this lawsuit seeking a declaratory judgment that the governor has the sole authority to appoint county prosecutors and that the county executive's two proposed appointment violates Article Y, Paragraph 4 of the Missouri Constitution and Paragraph 105, Thwonsdo 50, RSMO 2016. 1. The county answered and filed a counterclaim seeking a declaration that the county executive has the authority to fill the anticipated vacancy under the county charter. The county also filed a motion to dismiss the state's declaratory judgment action. The case was tried on stipulated facts. After hearing arguments from counsel, the Circuit Court declared that the governor has the exclusive authority to fill a vacancy in the county prosecuting attorney's office. Accordingly, the Circuit Court issued a temporary restraining order and a permanent injunction prohibiting the county from taking any further steps to fill the anticipated vacancy. Further, the Circuit Court dismissed the county's counterclaim, asking the court to declare that the county had the exclusive authority to fill the vacancy. The county appeals. The state and the county filed a joint motion to expedite this appeal, which this court sustained. 2. Standard of review. When a case is tried on stipulated facts, this court needs to determine only whether the Circuit Court drew the proper legal conclusions from the facts stipulated. Coleman v. Ashcroft, 696 SW3D 347 357, Mojbank, 2024. Because the issues before this court are questions of law, this court reviews the Circuit Court's judgment de novo. It 8 and 1, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. The state noted that this court typically would not yet have jurisdiction over this appeal given the time limits for a final judgment. Section 56.010 provides that an elected prosecuting attorney shall remain in office until his successor is elected, commissioned, and qualified. The St. Louis County prosecutor is expected to vacate his office on January 3rd, which would leave the county without a prosecutor if this court were to delay its decision. Both parties requested and consented to an expedited appeal, and this court finds it appropriate to waive those time limits in the interest of justice. Prosecuting Attorney 21st Judd Sirichan XRL Williams v. State, 696 SW3D 853 860 Mobank 2024. 3. Analysis. The only issue before this court is whether the governor or the county executive has authority to appoint an individual to fill the county's impending prosecuting attorney vacancy. Resolution of this issue turns on the apparent conflict between the governor's specific statutory authority to appoint a competent person to fill a prosecuting attorney vacancy pursuant to Paragraph 105-050 and the county executive's claimed authority to make the same appointment pursuant to Paragraph 5-050 of the county charter. State law provides that the governor shall make the appointment in Article 4, Paragraph 4 of the Missouri Constitution, which states The governor shall fill all vacancies in public offices unless otherwise provided by law, and his appointees shall serve until their successors are duly elected or appointed and qualified. Using the words plain, ordinary meaning in the context of the Constitution, the governor has the constitutional authority to fill all vacancies in public offices unless another way of filling the vacancy is furnished by law. Cope versus Parson, 570, S.W. 3, 579, 584, 85, Minor Bank, 2019. To that end, Paragraph 105.050 specifically provides that when there is a P,